If you're looking for a more flexible way to homeschool or just make learning work better for your family, Time for Learning can help. It's an all-in-one online curriculum for pre-K through 12th grade with customizable lessons in core subjects, electives, and enrichment courses, so you can create a learning plan that fits your child's pace, interests, and goals. And because homeschooling is easier when parents have the right support, it also comes with tools like an activity planner, automatic grading, and transcript templates to keep lessons organized and make progress easy to track. Whether you need a full homeschool curriculum or extra academic support, Time for Learning adapts to the way your family learns. Right now, get $20 off your first month at timeforlearning.com with code PODCAST at checkout. That's time4learning.com. Start today with month-to-month access and no long-term commitment.
Before we get started with this episode, I want to share something that I think could be a game changer for your classroom. Now, as a former special education teacher, one of the things I struggled with the most was creating activities, resources, and curriculum for my classroom. I did not realize that that was part of my job. I have spent the last 10 years developing the Autism Helper curriculum based on what was missing from my former classroom. And now we finally have a way for school districts to purchase this curriculum directly for their teachers. The Autism Helper Curriculum Access is an annual subscription that provides access to all levels and subjects of our curriculum. This curriculum is rooted in evidence-based practices, it's aligned to the standards, and we just completed our pilot case study showing the overall effectiveness. To learn more about how your district can get curriculum access, head over to theautismhelper.com and click Curriculum Access.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
Welcome back to the Autism Helper podcast. Today, I'm sharing my interview with Andrew Devitt, the owner of Sport Social. Sport Social is a non-traditional ABA program in Las Vegas that uses sports, art, and music to teach new skills, all grounded in the science of applied behavior analysis. I absolutely love this. You guys have to go to their Instagram because when you first look at it, it looks like a fun, cool indoor play place, like totally fun, a place a kid would want to be. And in this really cool play place, there are BCBAs and RBTs building new skills in a way that leads to increased generalization, increased skill building, and more fun. I love the focus that Andrew has on kids being kids and enjoying their time while still learning a new skill.
Hi, Andrew. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, Sasha. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
So can you share a little bit about Sport Social and what inspired you to open this program?
Sure. Easy. Sport Social, we're an organization for kids, teens, and adults with an autism or special needs diagnosis. And our mission is happiness and friendship and making that be a reality for them in their lives. We use sports, art, and music as a way to reach our students. And we're all powered by the science of applied behavior analysis. We're an indoor 22,000 square foot facility with things like a skate park, rock climbing wall, bounce houses, basketball court, music and art rooms, cafe for job training, and quite a few other opportunities that provide meaningful, fun, social opportunities for our kids to learn important skills. Because again, we believe fun is important, but we also want our students to make progress and learn and grow in their life. So that's who Sport Social is. We've been in business about 16 years or so. I started as an ABA tutor in high school back before there was such thing as a RBT. And I loved it. I loved the kids. I loved the families. But to be honest, I hated school growing up and I hated teaching the kids I worked with traditional school things. It just wasn't what I wanted to do, you know? And I felt to me like these kids spend so much time in therapy rooms. You know, at that time, 40-hour week programs were pretty heavy and pretty common. And kids I was working with were going to school and doing 40 hours a week. And I was their kind of their break from their life, you know, their hard life that they have of therapy. And so that's kind of how Sports Social started. I was a skateboarder in high school and ABA tutor, and started taking things that I loved, which was skateboarding, and these kids with autism that became like my little brothers and sisters, and started teaching them. And that slowly grew. And that was, you know, I don't know, 20 years or so ago when I first started. And it's grown into what Sports Social is today. That's kind of like the quick version.
I love it so much. Andrew was just, you were just asking me before, like, how did you hear about us? And it came somehow across my Instagram. And on first glance, it looks like a cool, fun play place. Like, I was like, why is this on my For You page? And then I was like, oh my God, they're all BCBAs and they're doing AVA therapy in this like bounce house. I love it so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't know. It's just, you know, one of my friends came and saw my place. I hadn't seen him since elementary school. And he said, Andrew, you built our childhood. You built a business that's basically everything we did as a kid. And I guess that's kind of true, you know, and I've seen and recognized the importance of ABA firsthand. I am no behaviorist. I am not a BCBA by any means. But I understand the value and importance of it. And I just am trying to provide an environment that is enriching and fun and lets kids be a kid and give BCBAs an opportunity to target all kinds of skills and make all kinds of progress with students at the same time.
I mean, talk about probably really limited work refusal and work avoidance behaviors when you're like skateboarding and doing art and being active.
Yeah, it does have its challenges too, right? We're not a controlled and confined space. And so sometimes, you know, gaining consistency with some students can be challenging when there's all kinds of places to, you know, engage with and run to. And so it can be difficult at times, but one that provides a better opportunities for generalization, we would say.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, but the world isn't a controlled space, so...
Yeah.
When you think about sports and art as teaching tools, what do they offer students over that traditional table-based instruction?
You know, I hate sitting at the table so much. I hated it as a tutor. Like it made me want to pull my hair out, you know. And I think that there's just that things like sports and art, you can work on just about everything that you could do at a table. You can do it through an activity, and it makes it more fun. It makes it more engaging. It makes it more likely to stick. You're going to remember it. It is a more difficult job. It is harder to figure out a way to take a skill and practice it in a way that's meaningful, in a way that you can get data, in a way that is like actually trackable. It's harder to do, right? It's a harder job for the BCBA. It's usually a harder job for the RBT. But in the end, it's better for the kid. It's better for everybody, right? So I just think that you can target every skill that you might want, that you could imagine in a more engaging way, right? Now, of course, there are students that they really need a neutral, quiet environment. They're at the very beginning of some skills, and maybe they need some of that table time for like what you might call. But I think in most cases, there's more engaging ways to do it.
Especially as you said before, they're already getting a lot of that table practice at school, that this can be a break where we still build new skills.
Absolutely, right? They're still a kid, right? When I got out of school as a kid, I came home and I ran outside and I was playing in the tree and riding bikes and getting hurt and having fun and making friends, you know? And I hope that we can find a way to give these kids an opportunity to do that. And also give them that extra therapy that they need.
I think that's a good point that you said how, you know, in a lot of ways, this is a harder job for a BCBA because you have to be so creative. It's easy to like print out feature function flashcards and sit at a table. But thinking about, okay, movement is really powerful, important, a good reinforcer for this kid. How can we work on that within this structure. You've got to be really creative.
Totally. And it takes just time, right? I think if you take the extra time to think about it in a creative way, and you take something that you wouldn't normally do, right? Like, I don't know, take an example of something that you say that the kid liked, you know, to play basketball, right? And mm-hmm. and you knew you had to work on a, you know, some goal of following directions or work tolerance or whatever it might be. You, if you thought about it for long enough, you could come up with some good important goals to work on in that setting. You just need a little bit of extra time and sure, creativity, but creativity, like, you gain that skill with the more practice that you do, I would say.
If you've been stuck on a 6-month wait list for a psychiatrist or bouncing between online mental health sites trying to find the right medication support, Talkiatry was built for you. It's a virtual psychiatric practice that actually fits your life and your insurance. Talkiatry is a 100% online psychiatric practice that provides comprehensive evaluations, diagnoses, and ongoing medication management. Unlike therapy-only sites, Talkiatry is psychiatry. That means that you'll be seeing a medical provider who can diagnose mental health conditions and prescribe medication when appropriate. All of their over 600 clinicians are in network with major insurers, so you can use your existing insurance instead of paying monthly out-of-pocket subscriptions or those out-of-network fees. Head to talkiatry.com/Sasha and complete the short assessment to get matched with an in-network psychiatrist in just a few minutes. That's talkiatry.com/Sasha to get matched in minutes. If you're someone who supports learners with autism, whether you're a special ed teacher, an RBT, or a parent who wants the very best for your child, high-quality applied behavior analysis training can make such a huge difference. If you've ever thought about deepening your expertise or advancing your ABA career, The Ohio State University has a program designed specifically for that. Ohio State offers a fully online Master's of Arts in Special Education with a specialization in applied behavior analysis. And what's really cool is the program is fully ABAI accredited, which means all of the coursework and the degree meet the requirement to pursue your BCBA and get that credential. This is a field that is continuing to grow. In fact, the job postings have increased by 102% in just 2 years for BCBAs. So the demand for highly trained ABA professionals is definitely there. And I love the flexibility that this gives you. There are so many workplace options as a BCBA. Now, I got my master's in ABA when I was a classroom teacher, so I appreciate that Ohio State has this flexible program. It's fully online. It's designed for working professionals, which back when I got my degree, there were not that many out there. So if you're currently a teacher or an RBT, this is a great opportunity to advance your knowledge while keeping your full-time job. So if you've been thinking about it, now is the time to do the research and learn about this program. Check out Ohio State's online ABA master's program. You can visit go.osu.edu/autismhelper. I'm going to link that in the show notes. That's go.osu.edu/autismhelper. So talk to me about like the process of being intentional with programs and data while still kind of being creative. So like this example you're saying, like basketball and following directions, mm-hmm. What does it look like for your BCBAs on writing goals and taking data?
Yeah. So I am first not a BCBA, yeah. 100%. But so they're going to write a goal and they're going to ask the RBT to target it in a specific way. Through a skill, right? And then they're going to create opportunities for it. They're not going to just let it naturally happen, right? They're going to specifically go to the basketball court, create the opportunity maybe with another peer that's there, or organize for another peer to be there. And then they're going to, you know, run the trial just as they would if they were sitting at a table. But they're going to, you know, they're going to give the SD and then they're going to see how they respond. And then they're going to take the data through that activity. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, you do sound like a BCBA, I'll tell you.
Definitely not.
My husband calls himself a lowercase BCBA, which I don't. He actually doesn't have any background, so I don't approve of that. But when I think lowercase. When I think about movement activities and creative activities, To me, it lends itself really easily to like social communication, regulation skills. Can you talk about how some of that looks in your program?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, so social skills is the number one reason, right? Most families are coming to us because their kid is lonely and isolated. They don't have any connections or friends in their life. And so they're coming to us asking for help in this area, right? And so we work on a wide range of social and communication skills, everything from, you know, greetings and saying hi, to using proloquo to communicate, to targeting goals like joining in or teamwork, or targeting goals like expressing your feelings, targeting goals like boundaries or social reciprocity. There's a wide range of social skills that we work on. Both we use existing curriculums and we adapt and create our own. And we have different levels of students that come to Sport Social. So we have 9 programs in total that we offer, right? So many of our students are coming for like a weekly 1-hour lesson centered around learning some sports and learning some social skills to go with it, right? So now some other students might be coming for a weekly social skills group where they learn a social skill in the classroom, like teamwork. The instructor is going to break that skill of teamwork down into 3 to 5 digestible, simple steps. They're then going to go out and provide a specific opportunity to practice teamwork. So they're going to go and they're going to play a game of basketball. They're going to go and play a game of Foursquare, whatever the opportunity might be. And then they're going to do one more opportunity to practice that skill of teamwork again. Then they get some free time to go jump in the bounce house or play video games or go on the rock climbing wall. And then they trade in their cool friend tickets, grab some prizes, and the instructor debriefs with the parents on what they worked on that week. So I don't know if I answered your question exactly. Sorry.
No, you did. I like hearing about the structure of the class. And again, I keep thinking about like preteens and teens, which can be a harder group to get at. And it sounds fun. Like, it's not like, oh, we got to go to therapy now. It's like, oh, you get to go on a rock climbing wall. Like, it sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah. We try to make the space not seem like it's a, you know, special needs space, right? It's an indoor skate park, right? And it's a place that doesn't look or feel like therapy, but still provides that necessary component.
And with like so many, I mean, playing Foursquare, for example, like you said, that does require teamwork. Like it's not like we're contriving this. This actually does. And so many kids, like with or without a diagnosis, struggle on losing the game, on working together, on all of these important skills.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're like an in-between zone, right? We're not exactly, you know, the general, you know, playground, right? But we're not a clinic, right? So we're somewhere in between where we can create somewhat contrived, because beforehand, the RBTs and the BCBA said, hey guys, look, let's set this up. Let's run this activity. These are the things that we're going to do. But it provides real meaningful like practice and opportunities for our students. And it's filled with lots of positive reinforcement, right? The students know that if they do these things successfully, they earn these cool friend tickets. They can buy all kinds of cool prizes. It's kind of like Dave and Buster's, but with cool friend tickets, we call them, or other things, right? So I think that, trying to create that middle zone where there's enough contrivedness to it, but it's also like open and generalized enough.
Yeah, it seems like a really nice balance of that. Because yeah, it's not just like an open play place, but also not let's sit at a table in a room together.
Yeah, finding that balance is hard, right? That's the struggle that we have with most RBTs and BCBAs. You know, somebody, they want to take it too serious, or they're not taking it serious enough. And finding that balance, that sweet spot, is what our kids need and deserve. And that's usually where we have a struggle with our team members.
Yeah. So question for you about your team. Do you have ever struggles with BCBAs or RBTs that come from more of a clinical world transitioning into this different mindset and kind of lifestyle?
Definitely. We've had a mix of experiences. Sport Social is overwhelming, right? It's a lot. It's not controlled and it can be difficult for an RBT or BCBA that's coming from an environment where it's more standardized, you know, and it's more like predictable. And for our RBTs, they have more responsibility, I guess you would say. Than in a typical environment. And so we see some RBTs struggle with that. And struggle with the requirement that we're asking them to bring the fun and creativity every day for an RBT. So like we do struggle. To be honest, we for the most part, we do not hire existing RBTs. We hire and train athletes, musicians, and artists that we think align with our values as a company. And then we put them through our training course and we certify them to become an RBT. That's our most successful way of growing our team. And we hire about 2 to 5 a month.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, quite a few. And then on the BCBAs, we are struggling. We're looking for BCBAs that we think or that align with us, right? Both ways, right? That see the value and importance in doing something in a different way and providing kids with an opportunity to learn and grow, but to have fun at the same time and to be social and to engage in their time. Because it's just not typical. Again, it's a harder job for a BCBA, I would say. More meaningful, but harder.
Yeah. No, I get that. I think it in some ways is a similar struggle of a clinician coming from a clinic setting to a school setting. I'm like a teacher first, BCBA second, I always consider myself. And public schools are messy and cluttered and, you know, not controlled at all. Not in a fun way, like at your job. But if you come from a clinical setting, you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, you should be taking data every day. And I'm like, I haven't gone to the bathroom in a month. What are you talking about? So there is like, public schools have that kind of difficulty too, I think.
Yeah. I would say that's a good point. And we have had some good success with BCBAs that have come from working in schools because they have a little bit more of that experience of what controlled chaos can look like and feel like and how to roll with it, you know?
And when I got my master's in ABA a long time ago, there was a lot of conversation then, like, you can work anywhere as a BCBA, but I was like, I'm only seeing jobs in clinics. Like, I'm only seeing jobs in home. And, you know, there are more and more BCBAs in public schools, but it would be so cool to see more BCBAs in roles like in your company and in facilities like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please. We're hiring. We would love to interview any BCBA that's interested in doing something different and fun and still providing meaningful opportunities for kids.
Put the link in the show
notes. Where do you work? What do you do? What's your day job?
My day job is this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Full time. Yeah.
Really?
I was a public school teacher in Chicago Public Schools for 10 years. And then I started the Autism Helper and now I do trainings and create curriculum and run this podcast full time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Good for you.
So work with a lot of teachers. So your advice for teachers, if a teacher's listening to this now and they're like, well, I can't, I'm not moving. But I love this idea. How do I bring the fun, the generalization piece to my classroom, but I don't have a facility. What advice would you give to them?
Mm-hmm. Well, first, if you have any control over hiring, I would encourage you highly to pick the right people to be on your team. So I guess I'm not sure. I don't know the role of the teacher. Like, do they get to pick their student aides?
No. Do they get to pick? And they don't even get to pick if they have student aides sometimes.
Okay. Well, that's difficult to work within because I would say the number one way that I create the environment that I've created is with the people that are in it. Mm-hmm. So, but if you are in that environment and you hear this message and you see Sports Social and you think that it is a model that is important and valuable and that you think you could involve into yours, I would say that there are ways to do it. And I would encourage you just to find things that you love to do is where you would find the most energy, right? Like for me, I loved skateboarding. And so I was willing and it energized me to find meaningful ways to engage with my students on their directions of work tolerance and following directions and social skills and, multi-step conversations through skateboarding because I loved skateboarding and then my kids loved it, right? So I would always encourage a teacher or someone in this space that's helping kids to take what they love and to share it with their kids while teaching them something. Because that's the only way you're going to have enough energy to keep doing it.
I love that advice. And I think that's applicable even if you don't hire your own team. But I was thinking 100%. Back to a paraprofessional I worked with a really long time ago who loved doing bulletin boards. And I was like, great, let's do, why don't you be in charge of doing art projects with kids? Because you obviously are creative and like art. I'm not super artsy. And it was a great thing for her to connect with kids on.
Yeah, yeah, that's a perfect example. Exactly. Everybody has something that they love, you know, and what I found is that like kids, they feel that and they know that. And when you're sharing something with them that they love, like there's just a mutual bond and like connection that is created. And there's just an opportunity, you know, to then teach someone once you've created that connection.
Great. I love this. So where can people go to learn more about Sports Social and share where you're located and all that good stuff?
Sure. Yeah. So Sports Social, I guess like the best way to kind of understand and see who we are would be through our, like our Instagram, LV Sports Social, or our TikTok, LV Sports Social. Those places, there's daily content that shows you like, what do our music lessons look like? Our social groups, right? What do our insurance-based programs look like, right? There's a range of things that you can see on there. Our website, it's decent. It's lvsportsocial.com. It doesn't fully encapsulate everything that we do, but you can learn a little bit more about who we are. And yeah, we're based in Las Vegas. We're in the southwest side right off of 215 and Rainbow. And if you're ever in Vegas for a wedding or a vacation or something, you want to come stop by. I give tours all the time and I have a team of people that give tours of our place. Happy to show you around. We interview BCBAs all the time from across the country. And we do also have a paid trip to come out to Vegas for an in-person interview if you make it to the third step. So if you're interested in a paid trip to Vegas, you can apply at Sports Social. Just check out our hiring page on Sports Social or go to Indeed postings as well.
Awesome. I will link all of that in the show notes. Thanks so much for joining me, Andrew.
Totally. Thanks, Sasha.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest. Or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening. Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum, everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.